plans and purposes for all of us, but we can't really attain him and we can't really achieve him until we understand that we're already accepted by him and we're already forgiven for all of our sins based on what he did and not what we do. So I'm going to share, how many of you when you were little liked going on a treasure hunt? Anybody besides me liked going on a treasure hunt, you know? It's the most fun thing in the world when you're doing a kid and you're looking for treasure or Easter egg hunts or whatever. But just, you know, treasures are stored and you're hoping to find them. Well, there's treasures. There's literal treasures for those of us who, number one, receive Christ in our hearts. We accept God. It's just a surrender of your heart. When you surrender your heart, it's very simple. You just open up your heart. God lives through the hearts of men. That's the only place he dwells. So when you open up your heart and you let him in, he comes in. But when he comes in, he brings his Bill Gates wealth to you. And you're automatically in the family the minute you receive him. So there's treasures. And in Colossians, the Colossians 2:2-3, it says this. It says, my purpose is that they may be encouraged in heart and united in love, so that they may have the full riches of complete understanding, in order that they may know the mystery of God, namely in Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. All the treasures that the earth has are hidden in Christ. Everything is in him, in knowing him. Wisdom and knowledge. When my son was 3 years old, I taught him a series of words, probably about 100 different words that I call word virtues. I wanted him to know the most important words in life. And so I made up one sentence meanings for words like wisdom, strategy, perseverance, compassion, empathy. And he was 3 years old and I taught him how to memorize what these words meant. And then I would live them out with him so he'd understand them. But one of the first words I taught him, I thought, what's the most valuable thing on the earth? The most valuable thing on the earth is not money, because money can come and go. The most valuable thing on the earth is not fame, because that can come and go. I thought the most valuable thing on the earth would be wisdom. Because wisdom, and I broke it down to one sentence meaning that a three-year-old could understand. And I said, wisdom means making the right choice. That's what I taught him. Wisdom is making the right choice. You see, if we all had wisdom, ample amounts of wisdom, everything else would flow out of that.
Right.
The good relationships, the good business decisions, the way we treat people, everything would flow out of that wisdom. And all wisdom and knowledge is hidden in Christ. Outside of Christ, it's all stupidity.
Right.
It's all worldly, idiotic choices we make because we're not governed by God. We're operating in the flesh, and we make wrong choices all over the place. And I've spent many years doing that until I realized I was married once before I was married to Renee. Most of you know that who go to this church. But when I got married that time, I made my own choice. I chose somebody who I wanted to choose. I learned from that mistake the second time. I said, Lord, I want you to present me with a wife the next time. I want you to bring to me who you think would be the best suited for me. Not a perfect person, because there are no perfect people, but somebody who you assigned for me. When I did that, that was wisdom, because then God brought me who he had assigned to me. And I've been married 15 years, and God's done extraordinary things in my life and in my marriage, and we're both broken in different ways like all people, but God has held it together. But at this point in my life, I don't want to do anything that's not led from the wisdom of God, because anything that I can do is going to end up being stupid again. But anything where God leads me, I know, even if it's hard, eventually he's gonna take me to that place, and I'm gonna fulfill that purpose. So all the wisdom in the world that comes from Christ is what we need to govern our lives. But that's what comes when you receive Christ, when you understand your identity, when you know who he is, you seek him for your wisdom, and you seek him for your counsel. Because if anybody had that much wisdom on their own, they would have all, in California, they would have all sold their houses 5 years ago,
right.
Cashed out. I mean, how much wisdom really, honestly, do we have with the stock market, with world tragedies? I mean, if anybody knew what was really going on, they would avoid all those things.
Right.
But we don't know. So we have to rely. So the number one thing is wisdom. Actually, the most important thing is love. So I'm going to read you some things I wrote. It all begins with knowing and believing wholeheartedly that you're loved by God. And Romans 8:38-39 says, nothing can separate us